Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We could dwell longer on the pretender God of this age, but enough already. If you wonder if this lengthy section, spoken by God himself, is the destroyer being described to the one he destroyed, or nearly did, listen to these descriptors. There's no way to make them fit a whale, or crocodile, or some other creature. There probably was some actual massive sea serpent the Lord is describing, still to be discovered in the ocean's depths. But the Lord is using this monster to describe the serpent that showed up in Eden, whose head was crushed at Calvary, and who will be dispatched at history's climax. Quote, "So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan." Revelation 12, verse 9. Here are the details. Quote, "Strength dwells in his neck, and sorrow dances before him." Job 41, verse 22. He's the epitome of the stiff-necked rebel and brings grief wherever he goes. The word sorrow could be translated despair. At his parties, they dance the dance of despair. Does he have the least shred of pity for his victims? No. Quote, "His heart is as hard as stone, even as hard as the lower millstone." Verse 24. The millstone that should be hung around the neck of everyone who stumbles, quote, "little ones who believe." See Matthew 18, verse 6. Even strong men are, quote, "afraid," and the rest, quote, "are beside themselves at his threats." Job 41, verse 25. Again, we're reminded of his hideous strength, verses 26 through 32. But what is it that motivates him? There are two factors. No fear of God or man, and pride. Quote, "On earth there is nothing like him, which is made without fear. He beholds every high thing. He is king over all the children of pride." Verses 33 and 34. Disdain for God and self-promotion always lead to disaster. It's reverence and humility that lift us up to God's throne. See Philippians 2.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.